The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The time is 7:05 in the morning here on the 14th of August, 2019, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue's at the helm today. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
I am peachy. And, of course, we have the beautiful Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you. I'm so glad to be back. And let me give you a quick update on the weather first, and then we're going to do some big shout-outs and let you know what's been going on. And, of course, Carl will have the five things you need to know at the top of the morning. And we'll talk a little bit about our guest roster of who's on today. But first, let's talk about the weather. And good morning. It's back to school Wednesday. I don't ever remember going back to school on a Wednesday. Kind of midweek weird, I guess. You go in and I get acclimated and find your classes, and then Thursday and Friday, and you really probably feel like you're back at school on Monday. And maybe it's a soft opening. Oh, yeah, back to school. Okay, today, 105. It's a hot day with a clear night of 74. Tomorrow calls for our highs of 108 with our overnight lows of 73. Friday, 104. And I'm quite happy. Sue, I know you were on this morning and you do the weather so beautifully. The last time I looked at this forecast, it had said that Thursday was going to be 110.
Wow.
So now I'm glad it's down a couple degrees. And we are still working on getting our air conditioning rolling in the back room, and we're grateful that Alliance gave us one of those plug-in things. That I'm not sure if it's a water cooler or slash, you know, covers it all, but at least it's something to help us limp through until we get the main thing going. Saturday highs high will be 99 and our overnight lows of 67, and a sunny day with 95 on Sunday. It looks like we don't have any showers coming around. Looks like it's mostly clear, sunny and hot, though, and heat warnings as well. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are always welcome. Remember, this is a local company, veteran-owned. And we've been hearing so much about local companies that have been leaving. And, you know, I know we're always on a budget, but to me it's very important. Even if it's a few dollars more, I'm not talking about Shasta Gas propane, but I'm talking about in companies in general, you know, shop local, stay local, you know, eat at, you know, go to Country Kitchen, some of your locally owned Sweeties, some of your locally owned, you know, restaurants. These are the people who support baseball and support football and supported the Colt 45s, and we just think it's so important. So shop local, stay local. And again, thank you to Shasta Gas Propane, who have been the sponsors of our weathers for, for years now. Now, speaking of another local company, can we talk a little bit about the Warriors? You know, Dan Scott with Eagle Eye Painting did do our station. And, you know, we have a home in the downtown area that's probably was built in the 40s and then added on before we ever bought it, added on two or three times. So it's like a long extended home that is redwood. And these guys got in. Did you just turn me down? Oh, okay, because I just all of a sudden went. That's all right, because I'm probably full of energy this morning. These guys came in on Monday. First of all, Dan Scott had a contractor. He's got the whole team. It's like a team that came in, like a SWAT team. I'm not kidding you. And, first of all, the guy came in and we have some dry rot. You know, I've mentioned this many times. It's been a tough winter with the snow and the hail and the heat and the fires. And our house just felt like in 1 year just got thrashed. And, so we knew that we had the pain. We've been having it on, thinking about that for about 2 or 3 years. But, we finally just, you know, bit down on it, said, this is what we're going to do. And we started on August 6th, day after Carl's birthday. But anyway, the guys came in and were doing contract, and then these guys showed up with their, like I said, the SWAT team. They came on a Tuesday with their power washers, and there are three guys that have been there since last Monday, patching. And I really never knew that my house, our house, Carl, never really had proper, what's the first coat you put before you even put the first coat?
Primer.
Before primer, there was another one.
There's another coat.
So they're doing two coats of different things that that get in, treat the wood, help the cracked wood, and they're still doing that today. So there's so much prep work. They haven't even taped off anything yet. They haven't even started painting yet. But I want to do a shout-out to Ron Reed, Paul Bovillia, Mark Gus, and, of course, Dan Scott. This team has been in there working really hard, and I'm really proud when people take pride. You know, these guys really care about their work. They show up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure the neighbors aren't happy, but they also know this is what we do to beautify the neighborhood. And it takes a team like this.
There. They want to get out there at 6 in the morning, too, before it gets so
right.
hot.
Right.
And they're finished up. They do their 8 hours, and now they're by 2 o'clock.
Right. So. And they work hard, straight and hard. So, anyway, just want to do a shout-out for that, because I that's been really a big deal.
It has. They've done a great job. And I can't wait to see the paint. Have we decided?
Well, I went by my chip and went by a custom color, but then I went up to Sunset West and saw a house I absolutely loved. And this guy, I was, you know, waving at him and screaming at him, and I say, can I see the color of your, can I come up closer? And he just ignored me like I was some kind of crazy person. I said, that's probably what our world has come to. You just ignore the person that's
crazy.
That's you know, waving
comes up
at
to your
you.
House, waving at you, yelling, and then wanting to sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you were just trying to find out the color, and then his comment was, I didn't want to have it painted the way my wife did,
yeah.
And I don't know what kind of color it is.
Yeah, he was.
So you kind of figure that's where he is in life.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just didn't really care to open up to the stranger on the street. Hey, later on I got the final tickets for the Louisa May Alcott Riverfront Playhouse. Of course, they're going to be doing their groundbreaking ceremony. But I have tickets that will go into August 17th, so it's just a few more days. I came in and could not believe it's August 14th.
Funny how that happens.
I know.
You've wrapped the movie.
Well, we haven't wrapped it. There's another scene to be cut, but I'm out of it. But that happened, Monday night. We were at the Gaia, and again, thank you to the Gaia, and all of these actors came from the Bay Area, L.A., various locations. The people that were the tech people are local, except one came from Nashville, and she's producing on this film as well. Anyway, so we had just a restaurant scene, and it just makes you appreciate, like, God, just to do a restaurant scene with a conversation at dinner took us from 9 at night. Well, actually, we started about 9:30, 10, because people – they weren't going to shoo people up from dinner. We did not finish until 5 o'clock in the morning. I left at 5. They were still packing up.
Well,
that was yesterday morning.
But that kind of shooting, though, in when you have, like, the major studios, that's a four-day shoot.
That's a four-day shoot. And then you have stand-ins because, believe it or not, you do a line, you flub a line, or the smoke lighting or something, and you're in the middle of this line, and the director stops and says, you know, you got to move that light a little bit, or don't move forward. If you move forward because you're lit from behind, you have to stand in a certain place, or maybe you slur a line. I mean, at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, trust me, I was trying to pinch myself and remember my name because I do not, you know, I'm on the air usually, or I'm up with these guys, or, you know, when you get up, we get up, so... I'm at a place in my life I don't like losing 8 hours of sleep. So I really try to warrior on and, you know, but they were very good and they were, oh God, we got some, speaking of Riverfront Playhouse.
Going to be coming in here at 7:30.
All right.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. Remembering their past and looking to the future. Been in the business here 52 years and supporting our community in about 1,000 different ways. They're transporting jet fuel all over the western United States, over 11 states to the aircraft and the helicopters that need them when they're fighting fires. They're on the front lines with our firefighters making sure the fuel is there. And if you're looking for a fueling card for yourself or your company, call SST Oil. They've got a CFN card that's good in over 59,000 different places. in places you would never think that you could get gas, and this card works. Give them a call at 530-241-1167. SST Oil, an employee-owned company. We'll be right back after these messages at 7:15 in the morning here on the 14th of August. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Beaumont Boys, live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Just a couple of boys from Beaumont, Texas, who turned out to be country music icons.
I got the key, she got the power.
Mark Chestnut, Tracy Byrd, back-to-back Friday, September 27th. Tickets on sale at WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
And good morning, and on this Wednesday, the 14th, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott this morning. Glad to be at the helm. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite has a number of special packages for first responders and for seniors 55 and over. You need to give them a call, though, at 241-3474, 241-DISH to find out what they are specifically, but it includes a movie rentals each month, free upgrade in the hopper, special installation fees, $300 gift certificates, all types of great things from B&T Satellite. Buy local, use local. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite at 241-3474-241-DISH. Okay. There's this, it's all over the internet as it, well, it should be. Chris Cuomo, who is a CNN anchor, had somebody approach him, and it was probably a Trump supporter, I don't know, and they called him Fredo. Fredo Cuomo. You know, Fredo from The Godfather. And Cuomo loses it. He's screaming. He's yelling. He's threatening to throw him down the stairs. He calls him, oh, the F word so many times. And then he says, Fredo is the N word to Italians.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. This is what he said. And this thing just gone viral. Now,
wow.
If Chris Cuomo never wanted to be called Fredo again, he just established that his name is Fredo because of
Chris
his
Fredo
reaction.
Cuomo.
It's and be his reaction. So, but CNN comes up and says, "Oh no, we defend him because he was called a racist. They used a racial epithet at him, Fredo." Well, that's got a lot of the black community crazy because they said Fredo is a racist term.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the funny thing. They've got Chris Cuomo calling himself Fredo on TV. And then you've got Chris Matthews and all these other people calling the Trump kids, the Trump sons, Fredos. And they just use it all the time. Because Fredo, of course, was the weak,
yes,
not quite bright, weaker son, not quite, the brighter son,
right,
that got into entertainment.
Yes.
And then if you think about it, Chris Cuomo's brother, yeah, is the governor.
And he betrayed his family and was killed.
Well, that was it. But if you think about it,
you never go outside the family.
Chris Cuomo's brother is governor of New York. So he did, he's not quite to that level, and he got into entertainment. So, you can draw some parallels here. Anyway, Fredo Cuomo from now on.
Oh, boy. Really, I mean, you could take any name, I suppose, if you want to.
He just went crazy.
Like the Polish,
We need to red flag this guy. Red flag is when you identify a person that loses their temper like that, and you're afraid if they have a gun that they're going to hurt somebody.
Whoa.
So I think he needs to be red flagged. Now, defensible space. The county wanted to vote yesterday about a defensible space ordinance, which would have homeowners clear 100 feet of defensible space from any home, mm-hmm, or dwelling that people lived in. And it doesn't have to be your home. Like, say you own 2 acres, and around your home you have defensible space. But say on the edge of your property is just overgrown,
right,
but it's within 100 feet of the other guy's house.
Right.
You have to clear that out. Well, they had all this. They said they were going to do it. And then yesterday they had fire districts showing up saying, we never got a say in this. This is going to have an impact on us. It's going to have an impact on Cal Fire. How are we going to do this? So what they've done is, we're going to back this off till September 12th and let everybody take a look at it. Well, I don't know why everybody didn't have it sent to them, so they could have made comments before the county supervisors went out and made a fool of themselves. Anyway, though, the idea of what they're saying, I think, is a great idea, because what it does is it forces people that have not taken care of their property and is close to somebody else to clean it up. At least that's what the ordinance says. But if they don't do it, they get a citation. They don't do it again, they get a citation. Third time, it's a ticket and a misdemeanor. The shooting of Officer Andre Moy, Jr.
Very sad.
The California Highway Patrolman is very sad. He had pulled over this guy. The guy was driving on a suspended license and no registration for the truck. So Moy was standing there writing out the paperwork, calling for an impoundment truck. The guy had called his wife and said, come pick him up. So she comes with two of the kids, and all of a sudden Moy pulls a rifle out of his truck and starts shooting.
Wow.
First of all, Moya's got a long and violent past, criminal past, attempted murder, robbery, all these things. He had a rifle. He had a semi-automatic rifle. And the question is where did he get the rifle? because it's illegal for felons to have guns. Everybody knows that. Anyway, he kills Moyet, or he shoots Moyet, fatally wounds him. Then he wounds two more California Highway Patrolmen. Now, I just got an email from Highway Patrol. You know, as you know, I used to be on the Citizens Advisory Board and just stepped down after this last meeting. And they said the one officer has been released. The other one is in good spirits and stable condition after being operated on. Both of them were shot in the legs. Anyway, a terrible tragedy. But today at 10 o'clock at the giant flag on Bocelli, there's going to be a short ceremony and a bell ringing by the California Highway Patrol in memory of Patrolman Andre Moyet. If you can be there, please be there. 10 o'clock, short ceremony. They're going to ring the bell signifying the death of another California Highway Patrolman. It's going to be at the giant flag on Bocelli at 10 o'clock.
Now, we have a Back the Blue event that we're going to be doing. What's the date on
September
that?
September 7th.
And
Anderson at the, I think, Dutch Bros.
Okay. And basically, we're going to do a live remote, and that's going to be on a Saturday.
It is. 8 to 10.
8 to 10. And what is that event? We know what it's about.
Well, they're raising money for, I think it's police dogs.
Okay.
That was what I got from it. But we've been working with Brian Martin from We Back the Blue.
Okay.
We're
going to
be doing a, ordinarily we're not on the air on Saturdays, but we are going to be on it that morning,
mm-hmm.
8 to 10. And we invite everybody to come down. We'll talk a lot more about it between now and then. But again, it's supporting our men and women in blue, our law enforcement agencies here, making sure that they have the right equipment and the whatever it takes to do their jobs. So
you can just imagine the trauma, you know, because it touches your heart, and I can only imagine. If you are, sworn in a police officer, you've been for years, and you hear these stories about a guy just doing his job and a guy pulls out a gun, it could happen to anybody, but in particularly somebody who has pulled him over and then just, gets killed in the line of duty.
Yeah, had no idea. First of all, they don't come back when they do a run on the license that says, hey, this guy has been, is a bad guy.
Why don't
they? Or could be. Well, the computer system isn't set up to do that.
So there's not a flag that he's a felon or that he's been.
Nope.
I would think
that would be. Nope.
Walk with trepidation because the guy's a felon.
Well, they don't mark it like that.
Okay, well.
It could be somebody who just has a suspended license for whatever reason, didn't pay some parking tickets or whatever. But the other thing about this, he had called his wife to come pick him up.
Oh,
and
boy.
During the shooting, a round went through her windshield.
Oh, my God.
And she pulls over, and a retired Marine got her out of the car and got her down into the culvert in safety, her and her two kids. She had two kids with her, too.
So, a retired Marine knew that there were gunfire.
Well, yeah, there was gunfire going on because they could see the police were shooting it out with this guy.
So
he got out of his car.
He called his wife behind her.
He was behind her, and he got out of his car, got her and the kids out of the car, and got her down into a culvert, saving her life. So, possibly saving her life.
Wow.
A terrible tragedy, any way you look at it. And when you're right, honey, when you go up to a car and you just for pulling them over for a expired license, whatever it is, you don't know what's going to happen. Anything could happen there. And, of course, the millions of times, nothing does happen. But it's that one time, and it ends up in something like this. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back here in a couple minutes. We have our Riverfront Playhouse, which has got some huge news that they want to talk about. We have so many things happening here in our community. But the 2019 Reading Fashion Week Alliance. The Reading Fashion Alliance is putting on the Reading Fashion Week.
That starts in September, and you want to get your tickets. You may want to go to, let's see what the site is. There's probably a Facebook page. There's going to be a trunk show September 6th. That's going to be at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala I'm attending with some good friends. You're going to win in the Runway Fashion Show. Now, remember, these are local designers. Yes, local designers in Reading, where each designer, I think there's 10 designers, does either 2 to 3 pieces locally made hors d'oeuvres are going to be there. The list goes on about what's going to be happening, but it's Reading Fashion Alliance. You probably want to hit their Facebook page and get your tickets because people are talking now. You can go for the actual standing room only at 25. Standard seating is 50, and VIP front row 75. The tickets are going fast. There's also a costume contest at the Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Renew Skin Solutions and Red Carpet. The list goes on. So you'll see everything that's going on. We don't have enough time to go over all it right now, but we do have to take a break. And this is Carl and Linda on the morning show here on this Wednesday, 8:14. Meaning it is the 14th of August. We'll be back with the Riverfront Playhouse. Let's hear what's happening at the news. It's currently 72 degrees, but let's hear what's happening with the news with the groundbreaking breaking of their new property. We'll be right back. KCNR, 1460.
Lays his life on the line. Mighty wants raise a fire. Effort's true. He's always tough. But he ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the man.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today on the 14th of August, 2019, 7:34 in the morning, 73 degrees, going up to about 105 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and it's so apropos is that then we just say Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. Alliance Heating and Air. They're very, very busy, as you can imagine, but if you have an emergency, you just need to tell them, and they will at least come out and be able to take a look at it and maybe be able to help you, if it's something that can be fixed easily. But as you can probably guess, they are extremely busy because they are extremely good. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business over a quarter of a century. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Yeah, these guys have saved our lives. Hey, downtown Reading is about to get a big cultural shot in the arm. That's right. After years of wanting and waiting, work has started on the Riverfront Playhouse, and it will be a groundbreaking ceremony. With us this morning is Daryl Alvey and Mary Forbes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you feeling like, oh, Christmas is here?
Finally, we've made it. Yes.
Did you ever wonder if it was going to happen?
Well, we tried not to do that wondering, but yes.
This has been years in the making.
It has been years
in the
making.
And so let's talk a little bit about what's happening, the groundbreaking ceremony, where and when, and exactly give our listeners a visual of where the new Riverfront Playhouse will be.
Well, we're at specifically at 1950 California Street. So that's at the corner of California and Gold.
And walking distance from our house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're down in that neighborhood. And so we bought the building about 3 years ago, and we've been spending this time getting our plans put together, engineering and all that, all those good things. And we're very excited about it. And moving from East Cypress to downtown is just a big event for us, you know. And so we're expanding our stage, we're expanding the use of the facility and all the other things that we have going for it.
Well, right now, earlier before you came, I don't know if you were listening to this show en route, because I do have tickets for Little Women. That show, all the shows are still being held over off of East Cypress.
Yes.
So this is a groundbreaking. Now, this, if people are wondering about the location, there used to be a gym there.
Right, it was the old Real building.
Right.
Reading Industrial Occupational Health.
Okay, so we're in the process. Did you have to tear it down, or are you remodeling?
We're remodeling.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, you know. And so the groundbreaking this Saturday at 10 a.m. will be on the premises? Or yes. At the premises?
Yes, it will be at the premises, on the premises.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, and it's going to be great. We're going to have Ancient Fire Coffee. It's going to be serving coffee, pastries from Lakota Catering. One of the big things we want to mention for those that ride bicycles, you know, Reading's really encouraging bicycle use. And the Shasta Living Streets is providing bike valet.
Oh, I love that.
So you can park your bike. They'll take care of it, and we really want to mention it. So a lot of people have come together to help us celebrate this commencement. We've started the construction inside. The backhoes have been in there and tearing out the swimming pool and filling that in and knocking a few walls out here and there, and it's pretty exciting.
Well, congratulations, and we're thrilled. And, of course, you know, there's a big push on the downtown cultural area.
Yes.
This will be within that. Another thing, like we talked earlier about the Fashion Alliance building and downtown cultural area.
Exactly. And you know, recently Cornerstone Bank moved in just across the street from us there. And we want to thank Cornerstone Bank. You know, their motto of moving local dreams forward is really true in this case. We've had this dream for a long time. I've just been around about 3 years or so helping out, helping things get rolling. But Mary has been involved for many years, since about 1984.
Well, Mary, let's hear your story. Were you an actress? Or did you just love theater? How did you get involved?
I got involved kind of by accident, because a friend was going over there to audition for a show, and I just happened to be with her, and she said, "Come on, go with me." And I ended up auditioning and didn't have a clue what I was doing.
I have that problem every morning.
But for some reason, they cast me, and so that's how it all began. And that was a long, long time ago.
So you felt this love of the grease paint couldn't get out of your nose. Well, there was a love of theater after that.
Yeah, it becomes a lot of fun, too. Mm-hmm. So it was a few years after that I went on the board. So I've been on the board for 26 years, I think.
Amazing, and, Mary. Thank you.
But it was 2002 when we started thinking we needed to look into moving because we're in a little warehouse, as you know.
When it's hailing, you almost have to stop the performance.
That's right. The roof leaks.
Right.
And parking. So anyway, we started looking.
But you know what? That's the true love of the theater.
Is, totally.
Come on.
Right.
It's, you know what? You should. You all would have performed in a tent. Come
yeah,
on.
Absolutely.
You would have performed
kinda
in a
like
tent
that.
If it had to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, because y'all love the theater.
And I'll tell you something else. Reading is just blessed with so much talent.
Oh, God, we do.
You know what? I am, you know, when people.
Blown away.
I don't hear it anymore. But you used to hear, remember, Daryl? I used to hear, there's nothing to do in Reading.
Yeah.
I don't hear that anymore. I mean, I used to hear it a lot, but not in the last few years, because how can you even say something?
Well, because
like
if
that?
Anybody says that to us, we say, quit your harping. Quit your harping right now. Put your face out there and realize all the good stuff we've got going on right here.
And Riverfront's contributed to that a lot. We've been a launching pad for a lot of people by training in all the aspects of live theater. Whether it's makeup or acting or the technical part of sound and lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So we've trained an awful lot of people.
And Mary mentioned that it's all volunteers. There's
all
200
volunteers.
People on our board and staff.
Wow.
200 volunteers we have. No one gets paid. It's all for the love of theater.
For the love of theater. I know we have a show here on Tuesday nights with...
Chris Gomez.
Yeah.
And his wife.
Right. She directs. She's in this play.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're both really big in
absolutely.
In the Riverfront.
Right.
Chris is on the board, and Jen's our artistic director.
And we do a lot with Jen. Sometimes, it's, you know, when they do backwork stage at the Cascade. So people who love
also,
what they do, their craft.
They cut the spots for, and then we play for, you know. I guess you could say for trade, but it's because it's our way of supporting this local theater group.
That's great.
You know that we play. You know we play them.
Run the commercials.
Run the commercials as PSAs.
Give away
tickets. Because we believe in local theater and the fact that part of what it gives to our community. You can't. A community needs the arts. It needs the music. It needs the theater.
Yeah.
It needs guys like Rene Perez out there making movies
and,
all over the place up here in North State. He's done a number of movies up here.
But the actors and everything with... Now, my question is, the first thing I thought of, and we are going to... No, not yet. Have to take a break. So groundbreaking, 10 a.m. this Saturday. And let's talk about, with the new theater, do we have new... rules? Do we have new, like, membership? I would like to know if you're going to do with all new, what's new besides the building?
Well, not much. I mean, you know, we have the same volunteers. We're looking for new board members. We are looking for more members, membership in general, of course, you know. But it's the same organization, the same group, you know. Riverfront's been here in town for this is our 39th year in the community. So it's well established. We know all how to work together and so right now our focus is to get our new theater open. It's going to have a lot more features than we have in our current theater. So we're going to need a lot more people to help. And we would like more volunteers, but basically, it's the same solid organization. Lots of folks like Mary I mentioned some names. Carol and Paul Robeson have been there since the beginning. Dick Cornfield, and on with the great volunteers.
The great names.
Barbara Harrison.
Right, I was going to just say Barbara. Well, we really have appreciated having Riverfront Playhouse on a regular basis, on some level, whether we're running the commercials, promoting the shows, giving away tickets for listeners. And that's what we're going to do right now. We have four tickets to give away to, well, and the last night is August 17th. So if you haven't seen Little Women, that's the Riverfront Playhouse. Not the old one, but it doesn't matter if it's the old one. It still is a heart of theater.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the Riverfront Playhouse.
The old, right, the old
Cypress,
one.
Yeah.
1620.
We keep the motion going. And again, so why don't you call 605-4567 and get those tickets and know that you're going to be part of this little last remembrance of shows going on before the groundbreaking happening. So when do you look at really opening up?
Yeah. When's that day?
We're hoping to open our first play to be around March next year.
All right.
We've got some great plans for a good solid show for the first one, you know. And in addition to that, I don't know how much time we have, but in addition to that, you know, our theater is going to have a new beautiful green room, set construction shop, with state-of-the-art art galleries, a new concession stand, black box theater for experimental productions, open mic nights, poetry nights.
Oh, that's great.
That's going to be separate and apart from our auditorium for our main stage.
You mean I can do my Hamlet soliloquy?
Yeah, absolutely.
On open mic?
You can.
Alas, poor York.
Yeah.
I knew thee well.
But Linda, you asked what was going to be different. A big difference is going to be our space. So we will have a facility for the community to use for events that are too small for the Cascade. We're going to fill a niche in that size.
How many seats do we have here?
152 seats in our new theater.
Okay, 152 seats. That might, you know, that could be good for a nice, intimate...
rent out the night for a good cabaret night.
Good cabaret night. That's what I'm thinking there.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, perfect.
Piano recitals, dance recitals.
Yeah,
a lot of things.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And again, we want to encourage everybody on Saturday to go out there for the groundbreaking ceremony. Again, the address.
1950 California Street at the corner of Gold Street and California.
Thank you. Riverfront Playhouse.
Yes, it is. And it's going to be at 10 a.m. in the morning.
10 a.m.
We'll talk about it some more here this week.
Free coffee, pastries, and a great time, and tours of the building.
Yeah, great.
It's going to be great.
It's a long time waiting. Yes.
Ride your bike down, Carl. We have
close as we are, we can just walk down, ride our bikes, go down there, and then, you know, go on up the hill that night later on. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. There's nothing that Jeff Wurst doesn't know about fixing windshields. He's the best in the business. A veteran-owned business, you can fix a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. And you RV owners, when you get that little chip on that huge windshield, what are you going to do? Who are you going to call? Crackmaster at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or just head on down to 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages.
Why do you build me a buttercup, baby? Just to let me down.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
The Baffle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Baffle and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Baffle and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. The Baffle and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We've held over Riverfront Playhouse because there's more stuff here, and I was just kind of like wandering around and going in my head thinking, okay, we'd have our regular segment, but it's a... This is a 30-minute segment. This isn't a 15-minute segment here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. In fact, I'm going to be taking a vintage pair of a strand of pearls that I wore the other day. I took them out of the safe, and it broke. The pearls didn't break, but the strand broke. So I'm going to have it restrung, and Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. I figured while I was there, I grabbed a few other pieces to make sure prongs are in place and so on and so forth. So great for jewelry repair, all kinds of anything jewelry. They are located on 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Right here in Reading. We're here with Daryl Alvey and Mary Forbes from the Riverfront Playhouse. Of course, their big groundbreaking ceremony for the new theater is going to be this Saturday at 10 a.m. down there. And on Gold and California Street. And the so there's a lot of things, but there's some other stuff here that, like the buyout, is that right? Or
it's called a buyout program,
uh-huh.
And for a set fee, an organization or someone can purchase all one performance, and then we give them all the tickets, and they sell them for whatever they think they can sell them for, and there are probably around 90 organizations in this community that have taken advantage of this program for their own fundraising efforts. I know that Retired Teachers Organization uses our buyout program to fund their scholarship program. And so it's been a boon to a lot of organizations in the community.
Well, that's fantastic. I realize that people bought, but I didn't realize they would buy out a night and make it a fundraiser,
yes,
for their organization. I thought they just like bought it for their organization. So that makes really, that puts a twist on it in a really positive way, win-win.
It is a win-win. It really is. And we rely on that a lot for our income. Mm-hmm. And it is a win-win. That's perfectly stated.
And, Daryl, you had a couple things, too, that you said that you wanted to include. That's why we brought you all back, because of the buyout, because of a little bit more information.
Yeah, some more information, and just one, make sure, you know, we were invited here this morning by Nikki from Cornerstone Community Bank. And I just wanted to thank Jeff Fink and their loan committee.
Right.
They've just done such a wonderful job working with us. They could see our vision, and Jeff was just very supportive. Besides, you know, making the loan, he just helped in so many other ways.
That's right. Well, we do have a regular segment once a month. We're a Cornerstone Bank. We partner with them as well. And whoever they decide to bring on, that is their business. Obviously, are doing this with you and for you, alongside you. And we love their mission as well, how much they do support our local community.
And this is strong local community support.
Well, Cornerstone Community Bank is locally owned, locally operated, and they do a lot of great things for our community.
And so
they
saw, I didn't mean to cut you off, they saw our vision. We're moving from about 4,500 square feet to 11,500 square feet downtown. As part of the cultural district that Carl's mentioned a couple of times, it's going to be a real boon to the downtown activities, where the short walking distance from
all these new places, the rebuilding, the transformation of Reading, downtown Reading, is we're right in the beginning of it, and you all are going to play a big part. The building of these new construction of the new buildings that not only have stores on the bottom floors, but living quarters above. So that means a lot of people living downtown or close to downtown. We love where we live. You know, we have friends that live out on, have some property around them and all that, but there's no better place than where we live right now. I mean, we can walk down into the middle of everything. If we want to get something out of a food truck, it's there. Or if we want to go into Deja Vu or any place, we can just walk down for that when things are going on. And now we can walk down to our local playhouse.
Oh, yeah. It's
there
great.
You go.
Great.
People are concerned a little bit with what's happening with the downtown area and parking. But what is happening here is this transformation of that. I'm sure they're going to be in the mix in the somewhere of a place that's going to be a parking garage. And it will be very much like downtown Sacramento. I mean, you got a parking garage. And then you go to the theater. You can't park out in front. These days of that are kind of coming to a little bit of an end here in the next near future.
Yes, but we're going to have parking.
Lots of parking.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice to hear that.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Because where you all are at, you've got a big parking area right across the street from you. Am I right?
Well, we own from Walton Street out to California Street along Gold. So we've probably got 55 to 60 of our own parking spaces, and then we entered into an agreement with the folks next door. It's a doctor's office. They use the whole parking lot during the day, and then when they go home, we use it at night. So
that's great.
So lots of parking.
Fantastic.
So you don't have to worry about it. It's going to be close. You can get into it.
Good.
Get back out.
That's nice to
hear.
Well lit.
And we're in short walking distance from Jack's and from Shameless and right there on the corner. You know, it's just we're right down to it.
Right.
Be great.
Sure, there's going to be more restaurants popping up downtown just for all of this, like the cultural center.
Well,
so
the restaurants in town have been eager to have us down here for years while we've been working to get here.
Well, that's great news, guys. So that you have parking. We're talking about memberships, buyouts. So keep your eyes on riverfrontplayhouse.net.
All one word, riverfrontplayhouse.net. You can go there to buy tickets, to make donations, to find about buyouts. The groundbreaking information is there. It's a great website. It gives you all the info that you need. And if you need to just buy tickets and you don't want to get on a computer, some of our patrons have been around a while and don't like computers, just go down to enjoy the store. We sell tickets there through James
And Yvonne down there. Okay.
And I do have those four tickets for Little Women. It's the last couple performances. Last night is August 17th. Give us a call at 605-4567. Riverfront Playhouse. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it.
No, you've got so much thing. You know, you're part of the transformation of what's going to make Reading grow and become, like we said, the cultural arts center that we have the ability to do and the capability. Hey, when we come back from the news, we're going to have the Economic Development Corporation, Tony Giovanellis, here with us talking about all the things that are going on in business. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Comrade Thomason. The flames of unrest have reignited in Hong Kong, where protesters are again facing off with police. The latest action shifting away from the airport and back to the streets. Meanwhile, some of the protesters are apologizing for actions that crippled the airport earlier in the week.
Protesters have circulated letters online apologizing to travelers for inconveniences during the past 5 days of airport occupations. They're asking for understanding and forgiveness as young people in Hong Kong continue to fight for freedom and democracy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Recession fears sending Wall Street sharply lower this morning. The volatile stock market is nervous about bond yields, which are pointing to a possible recession down the road. A detention hearing scheduled later today for Ethan Colley.
Colley is a longtime friend of the man behind the recent deadly mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio. Authorities accuse him of buying the body armor and helping assemble the weapon used in the August 4th attack that left 10 people dead, including gunman Connor Betts. Investigators say while there's no evidence that he knew what Betts was up to, they say he lied on a federal firearms form while buying a pistol not used in the shooting.
That's correspondent Matt Small. The corruption trial of California Congressman Duncan Hunter has been pushed back to at least next year.
A district court judge postponed the trial from September until January, pending an appeals court decision on whether to dismiss the case. Hunter and his wife were indicted last year on charges of using more than $250,000 in campaign funds on lavish vacations, parties, and groceries. Hunter's wife has pleaded guilty to one corruption count and is cooperating with prosecutors.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow down 536 points, a loss of just over 2%. The S&P down 60 points, and the NASDAQ is off 185. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
The head of the Palestinian Authority gives a cold shoulder to a U.S. congressional delegation. We got the latest on the Media Line's Charles Fieblazer.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas refused to meet with a delegation of Republican lawmakers and instead dispatched PA Prime Minister Mohammed Shtaye and Chief Peace Negotiator Saeb Erekat. Abbas on Tuesday had been due to address the 31-member GOP delegation led by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, but reportedly backed out at the last moment. Notably, the PA boss last week met with a similar delegation of Democratic legislators. Abbas imposed a boycott on the White House following President Trump's recognition in December 2017 of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. He has since repeatedly denounced the administration's approach to solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I'm Charles Biblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. The man who was Britain's top finance official until 3 weeks ago has broken his silence on the new occupant of number 10 and his government.
Philip Hammond, who stepped down as Treasury chief before Boris Johnson became prime minister, says unelected people are pushing the government toward a damaging no-deal Brexit that isn't backed by Parliament or the voters. Hammond points out the government is making demands that are bound to wreck talks with the European Union because they are unacceptable to the bloc. Writing in the Times of London, Hammond says, quote, it's time for our government to demonstrate a commitment to a genuine negotiation with the EU to achieve a deal that will maintain Britain's trade with its nearest neighbors, protect British jobs, and ensure our future prosperity. Jeremy House reporting.
And watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow now down 537 points, while the S&P is off 60 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:05 here on 8/14/2019, August the 14th, 2019. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm going to give you a quick update on the weather. Today will be 105 degrees. That's our high, and our lows will be overnight low 74. Thursday calls for 108, very hot day, and there is a heat warning. Thursday night is a low of 73. By the way, it's currently 77 degrees in the downtown studios. Friday calls for 104 with our overnight lows at 71, and Saturday calls for a high of 99. With our overnight lows of 67. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome, 365-3793. Just a note.
May I mention that we are in day 9 of no air conditioning in the bedroom side of our house. Our insurance company, what is it, American Home Shield?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Well, we're going to be bringing an alliance, but there's this red tape of going through.
Actually get them to actually answer a call.
Yeah, in English, where it's very, you guys all know, pulling your hair out by the roots. It's happening, though. It's
Tony's
just slowly.
Tony's not pulling his hair out.
I just wanted to, just found out that the closing night of Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, which is the 17th, is sold out. So, Trish, if you're listening, I'm going to leave these tickets when you come in tomorrow morning. I love that. Hopefully, you're going to go tomorrow night, not closing night.
Right. So you have tomorrow night.
Yes.
And Friday night, too, probably, right?
So today's 14, 15. Yes. Two nights.
Okay. Two nights, either tonight or
tomorrow.
I'm going
to put it in an envelope now. Okay. By the way, Tony's here.
Tony Giovanello, the president and CEO of the Economic Development Corporation.
Antonio.
Good morning.
Hey, let me ask you a question before we get started. It's been in the news the last couple of days. Is Fredo a racist term?
Get in there, buddy.
Is Fredo a racist term?
I have never heard it positioned that way.
Right.
Okay. Now, is Fredo an insult to somebody of Italian descent?
I guess a movie buff could take it that way. I've heard a lot of other words used, but never that one.
How about it? Do we have to stop saying what is that the what's that meal, the Alfredo? What is that the
chicken Alfredo?
Chicken Alfredo. Do we have to call it now chicken al cumo?
Well, I think you're asking me these questions because of my last name. In full disclosure, okay, in my ancestry.com. I'm only 78% Italian.
Only 78% Italian.
Yeah, they've been telling
me
100%.
But you epitomize every right thing about anybody. And I don't care what your immigrant background is, because we're all immigrants. But you've somebody that's made a success, somebody that's making a big difference in our community. You know what? That's what you judge people on, not their last names.
Well, thank you for that. I'm going to leave now because it can only go down from there.
Yeah, because the next question has to do with still waiting. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Hey, Tony, what are Still waiting. I love that. You know, I love that.
I don't love it quite as much.
I know, you're quite as much.
Hey, well, it took me a minute before I had to focus in on what does that mean. Are you guys inside joke? Let's next. Okay.
It's not an inside joke. It's, you know, still water.
I know.
Still waiting.
I'm sorry.
Okay. But a lot of things going on.
There are. And one of the things that I've been really excited about over the last couple of weeks, and I think I've mentioned this in the past, but believe it or not, both parties in the federal government believe that manufacturing is a good thing and it should be expanded. Now, sometimes some of the tax laws and regulations don't necessarily support that, but they actually appropriate money every year, $140 million, of which California gets about $14 million. Mm-hmm. And for the last 25 years, that money has been spent in Southern California.
Oh, imagine that.
Helps about 1,000 companies a year. So the organization that has been the steward of that money has received some pressure, and they were looking for partners in the North State to try and deliver those same services. Well, since our mission is aligned with that same objective, we became a partner of a company called CMTC. And basically, they offer a program. So think of it this way. Manufacturers pay all kinds of taxes, employment taxes.
Jobs, all those neat things.
Yeah. And so this program is a way to get value out of taxes that they've already paid. And what it is it's for manufacturers. That's companies that are in NAICS codes for manufacturers. But that includes everything from what you would think is a standard manufacturer to print shops, you know, bakers, anyone that's taking material and converting it right into a product. And the program provides 24 hours of free consulting in one area of, you know, one topical area. And they have some kind of standard programs like marketing, digital marketing / web development, HR, lean culture, financial planning, and it's been great. So we actually called, we used 511 Enterprises, a local, you know, telemarketing, telesales firm.
Yeah.
We gave them a list of 187 people, and basically they connected and set up meetings for us with 28 companies. And we've been going out and conducting those meetings, and, you know, I'm meeting people and seeing things that I hadn't seen before. And a number of people are going to take advantage of this consulting. But one of the things I really love about it, we're finding some companies with older principals, and they really haven't thought that much about succession planning. And I'm very interested in that because I want to protect those jobs. I think those principals want to protect those jobs too. So this may create a pathway for them to actually really create a plan to do that. So it's really exciting. The other thing that's coming out of it with all these meetings, you know, we've been building this Shasta GMI, Grow Manufacturing Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And we've now had 16 manufacturing companies touch it, but now we probably will get about 8 to 15 more from these meetings. People, oh, that exists? Oh, this is what you guys are doing? I want to be involved in that. So our next meeting for Shasta GMI is September 4th. And I think I'm hoping we're going to pack the house.
All right. Well, that's great news then. So that allows you to partner up with some people up here to pass on information to help revamp maybe their businesses or, you know, like I'd love to get a class on the digital side of things. I mean, we try to stay up and stay on things with, you know, our streaming and our digital. A lot of the digital things we do, but I know there's always room for more. So, we're probably not at manufacturing, except we take all of these unfiltered ideas and try to structure them into something that people can use. I don't know if that falls under that, but.
Yeah, there have been a few people who really like the concept of this program who've been trying to take what they do and wiggle it in.
Yeah, I don't think I can wiggle that one, no matter. Linda might be able to wiggle it in. You're a good wiggler. But I don't know about
Well, thank you. At least I can do something right.
I'm not going to comment on that because any way I comment is just going to come back sometime back. Either through her on one side or the FCC on the other. So, hey, we're here with Tony Giovanello, the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, talking about a really exciting aspect now that's happened, that we've actually, the state of California has partnered up with us up here in the North State after spending all their money that the manufacturing companies had used to and taxes to help people down in Southern California. Now we've got money up here so that you've approached 28 businesses, and there's probably room probably for more.
Well, this will be
More. You've approached more businesses, but you have 28 people that signed up.
Yeah, and we're hoping that this is an ongoing program. We hope to extend our agreement with CMTC and make this available on a regular basis. The other benefit of it, similar to Shasta College, and we work with Shasta College on customized training. Matter of fact, one of the aspects of GMI, Grow Manufacturing, is that there's now a subcommittee on customized training. So Shasta College is a ETP aggregator, which means there's state funds to help fund or subsidize training. But in the past, what's happened is one company will take advantage of it. They might have, 10, 5, or 2 people. And so the cost of that instructor gets amortized over that small number.
Mm-hmm.
Now, actually, the manufacturers through GMI are getting together, and 2 and 3 and 4 companies are getting together, putting the training together in one of the company sites with all of their employees. So now they're training 10, 15, 20, 25 people, mm-hmm. and the overall cost is lower.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here, like I said, with Tony Giovanello, CEO of the Economic Development Corporation. We're going to take a quick break. There's a lot more to talk about when we come back. I've got some things to share with you during the break about Shasta College. We were just on yesterday, and some of the things they're doing that I don't know if you know about, and then we can kick that around maybe later on in the show. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. You know, if you need help at your home, Sharon Clark will come to your home, make up a plan, construct a plan that works for you and your family, utilizing the people that she has handpicked, hand-trained for her business. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark has a plan that can help you and your family keep them where they're happiest at home. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:16 in the morning, 74 degrees already, going up to 105 today.
He's got the red, white, blue, brown hound upon. Zipper fly tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing and he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the 2 exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders 2 exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living
and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we've really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
We built this city.
We built this city on rock and roll.
Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Another reason we don't have a camera in the studios yet is I'm dancing and playing my air guitar with Jefferson Airplane.
I did my first Facebook Live.
You did?
The other day. And that
right
was
here.
A trip. So, yeah. With
we could do that. We could Facebook Live and have Tony on.
Right. With Women of Vision. That's going to be something that we're going to really get into here in a little
hold
bit.
Hold my phone so we're looking at Tony, and then I could ask him hard questions.
Well, one of the questions should be.
Nothing to do with his business.
Who should do the singing in the family? Linda.
Hey, no. I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson when I heard the lead singer was out there for that six wire. For the Colt 45s a couple
yes,
of years ago.
Yes, we've heard this story several times.
Well, you're going to hear it again. And anyway, I recorded the whole thing, but I sang along with them on Don't Stop Believing. And then I played it back so I could listen to it. Well, the only thing I could hear was my voice. And at that point, I realized what Linda's been saying and other people throughout my whole life is that I can't sing. I can't carry a tune. I'm not on whatever that's called, pitch or any of those things. I dumped the video of this guy singing my favorite song. Anyway.
You can sing in the shower.
That's no, not even that. I hum. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy's been in the business since 1993. She's helped a whole lot of people be safe, have their homes insured, have their businesses insured, have their lives insured, health insurance. She does it all, plus financial planning. She's got a division that does financial planning. But Judy's on top of all of that. Give her a call at 221-0441. Learn a lot about a person that protects you and your family. And Judy Maxwell is that person. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're here with Tony Giovanello, who heard me singing and dancing, saw me doing all this, and said, and right then said, oh, you know what? Linda.
What?
Well, first of all, he felt sorry for you right away, because every so often I do that. I go into a dancing mood.
Right.
I did it one time.
No,
and,
I like you.
I did it one time in Iraq with all my gear on, and my battle partner, said
what?
never do that again. She said,
really?
You'll draw fire.
Really?
And I went, oh, okay, got it. I don't want to draw fire. Okay, Tony, some of the other things are going on with the Economic Development Corporation.
Well, part of the things that Grow Manufacturing does is we celebrate Manufacturing Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've mentioned it before that last year Shasta College provided a bus. And we put manufacturers on this bus who thought that shop, industrial arts, career, technical education didn't really exist. And we went out to basically Shasta High, Enterprise, and Foothill, and they saw that these programs are really in full steam. So now this year the goal is to actually do it the other way. We're hoping to make a multi-day event out of it. get buses maybe for 3 days, create circles of manufacturers around high schools,
mm-hmm.
and we're hoping to expand it to include CV and Anderson, maybe West Valley this year,
mm-hmm.
and basically would take students out to manufacture. So the goal would be to take groups of students to three manufacturers on that day. And now, the goal is just that there's no visibility. Though these type of jobs and careers are not talked about as much as we want, you know, those that should go to college to go to college and finish. A lot of people go to college
and don't finish.
They don't finish, and they end up with debt. And really, some of these careers that are out there where we're looking for people, they don't even know about them. Right?
Yeah.
So this hopefully can provide some visibility, which would be good for the students and good for our businesses.
Okay, you piqued my curiosity here.
Yes.
We talk about these companies that are out there, manufacturing companies. They're looking for people. What are they around here? I mean, you're talking about the ones around here in Reading, right?
Yeah.
Can you give some examples?
Well, some of them are hidden gems. I'll give you a perfect example. Yesterday, I was out and visited a company called Purity Pools.
Wow.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
No.
But so, you know, if you've had a pool or have a pool, you know that you have those nets that are, you know, skimmers, and you can use them to scoop the bottom of the pool to get the leaves that are laying there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, imagine, so a consumer who might buy those, they're going to use that once or twice a week. So they might go to Leslie Pool or, you know, a local place. Now, somebody who works for a pool company who cleans pools every day, they need a much sturdier one. So Purity Pools makes these high quality, high
super
durability. Exactly. And, you know, they are one of the market leaders, and they make thousands of these things.
And nobody knows anything about it.
That's right. And you know what? They need a person or two right now. Right? They're growing, right? That's one example. So the other one who I've mentioned is a fairly new company, Aqueous Vets. They build groundwater infiltration filtration systems that they sell to small municipalities or larger companies that want their own water system.
Mm-hmm.
And they're growing, and I know they need people. So, and I could go on and on.
That's why I wanted a couple examples. Now, they may not be hiring 100 people, but they could be hiring two or three here. And then when you start adding it up, your aggregate is of several hundred people being hired with the right skills. And, again, something that we push a lot is, yes, if you want to go into college, you go into college, you have this idea where you want to go, and you graduate, and you move on from there. But if it's something that doesn't really appeal to you, but working with your hands or building things or construction or horticulture or animal science, animal husbandry, all of these have got great jobs out there. And they are looking for people all the time to do something, and they can't find them.
Right. And you know, we're both on the Simpsons Citizens Advisory. So, you know, that's one example of showing that college is important. Right.
Oh, yeah.
We obviously collaborate
with
Shasta College on all these programs around mm-hmm. manufacturing. And I'm on the marketing committee for the Chico State 4-year program in Reading. So I do believe college is important, but it's not right for everybody.
We have a special relationship, I think, with Shasta College, as we do with Simpson. But mm-hmm. Shasta is more of the technical, get to work, make a great living, take your business classes and all these. And Simpson is go to school, get a degree in nursing, education. The other things they offer, business and other things they offer out there, make a good living, support your family. So, you know, it's easy for us to support that because it's for our younger generation that they're going to have jobs and that they won't move away or that they get their degree and they can come back here, as many have done.
Well, and I think even so I was at the meeting yesterday at Simpson, and
I thought that was canceled.
No.
Something saying it was canceled.
And we saw some cool things. We saw a new gym floor. We saw new gym's scoreboards. We saw mm-hmm. some new videos they're doing. And really, there is a reorientation there so their nursing program has been so successful. There's a reorientation around targeting degree programs around vocations that exist here locally.
Great.
It's really a different mindset.
Right.
It's exciting. It's exactly what we need.
Well, I'm upset. I had that on my calendar, and I got something that hit it. But then I got something right after it said that had been canceled and rescheduled for, like, November.
That was a really good meeting.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay. No, but I mean, but here, seriously, just that's tongue in cheek. But the reality is that don't you just feel the shift? You know, sometimes it just gets stale and it ain't working. It's not moving forward with the times. So it's a mind shift. And great leaders, or maybe they could be great leaders in something else. They come in, they can't figure it out. Out with them, bring in the new. Got to keep shifting and moving and trying to figure it out.
You've got to stay on the cusp of things.
Yes. And it's easy that things happen and they call them the good old boys or the good old girls or the same thing. But it takes great leadership to just put ego aside and try new things. If it fails, at least we tried.
Yeah, I think I agree. Change can be scary, mm-hmm. but it also can be very, very exciting, right? Because all of a sudden, you know, this human machine that can get into a routine mm-hmm. can be filled with passion and gain a new commitment and drive and accomplish things that are so wonderful. And then as people get drawn in, I don't know if we talked about the video.
We got to take a break. Let's go back. We can talk about that video when we come back here. It's 8:30 in the morning. It's 78 degrees out there, going up to 105 today, day 9 without air conditioning. Here on the 14th of August, weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction has new classes starting on people that just want to learn how to shoot and use a firearm safely. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, it doesn't mean that you go on to get a CCW, though you can use this class to be able to do that. This and classes on CCW, advanced pistol craft, defense of your home, unarmed combat, they fall all under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages with Tony Giovanello, CEO of Economic Development Corporation.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Your town hall of the air. I really like that, too. 8:35 in the morning, 78 degrees out there, going up to 105 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. That means when you go in there, there's no Dr. Phil on the TV. No, there are things on there like hockey games. The best fights of the 2018 hockey season. You can catch up on your Car and Track, Flying Magazines, Guns and Ammo, National Geographic, all of those things. But you have to give them a call.
Field and Stream,
244-9478. Set up an appointment with them, and you come in, no waiting, unless you want to get in there and wait, which I like to do. Like I say, you catch up on things, listen to what's going on. We're here with Tony Giovanello from the Economic Development Corporation, the CEO there. And you know what? I haven't asked this for several months. So I have to ask now.
Sure.
It's Stillwater.
Yes.
I mean, it's a constant mm-hmm. there. That it's always on somebody's mind, and somebody always asks about it. We have any movement there? I know we've gotten close a couple of times.
And we've got more deals, more real deals out there right now than we've had since I've been in this position. And I think we've talked about this. If you look at all the construction in California, 92% of the square footage has been in warehouse space close to big cities or close to ports, right?
Uh-huh.
Now we're getting to the point where business has been growing. There are no vacancies. So if you want to continue to grow, you've got to basically face up to the fact that new construction is your pathway, and people have delayed that because it's more expensive. But if you are going to do it, Stillwater is a great place to do it because your time to market is short because the environment, phase one environmentals are done, and there's great incentives, right? So we're seeing the activity, I think, based on that. There's also other things. Some of the stuff we're working on is related to secondary forest products. We have a rich natural resource. The president, because of the issue with fires, had an executive order in December which allowed more logging in the national land, so that creates more raw materials. And deals that we couldn't do 5, 6, 7 years ago because of air quality,
mm-hmm.
well, those deals we can actually do because now technology has improved so that we can mitigate those emissions
Cogen
and still
plants,
have clean air.
Manufacturing
yeah.
plants, all of that.
So now, you know, we're getting some really good at-bats.
What about the growth here in Reading? That must be a big plus when you're talking to people. We got the new county courthouse here. I heard it's going to be 6 floors. I'm not sure if that's true, but it looks like it's going to be a really beautiful building. of course, all the construction we have downtown here. What impact will Costco have, the implementation of Costco, the new Costco here in Redding? Will that have an impact on what the things you do?
Well, not directly, but I will say that when we bring people in from out of town or people just come to visit, you know, one of the, if they're like me and most business people are, you notice dirt moving. Dirt moving means people are investing, right? People are, you know, have confidence in the economy, and it means it signifies growth to come for a long period of time. So I like, you know, I like all this heavy equipment that we're seeing.
We went through Seattle, and there had to be six different buildings being put up with, you know, the big tall cranes up there. And then I was several years ago went through Miami. It was even more construction going on. Should we just hire like four of these cranes so they're on the skyline when you bring people in?
It actually, to me, it's impressive. I was down in San Francisco about three weekends ago, and there were a lot of cranes, and I'm thinking, dang, even as expensive it is, people are still investing in building.
Well, like I said, maybe we just ought to invest in renting cranes and putting them up when you've got people here looking at the future. Wow, you got four cranes here, man. You guys are really growing. Yeah. You know, you better jump into it now. You know, that Stillwater's jumping out of the place.
Something to that.
Something to that. Is it the culture? Has the culture changed since you've been here as far as business?
I think it has. I think our businesses are doing well, and therefore they're investing. But I also see our younger people having more impact in what's happening in the investment community, younger people actually investing and getting more involved in community activities and therefore having more say and impact and influence on the government. So to me, that's exciting. And if you go back to the Walton Family Foundation rating, our number 29, if you remember, they used this young firm employment ratio that they created, and I had said that everybody else in the top 30 had something like oil or bio, and we didn't. So that meant to me that our young firm employment was even higher, and that was very important. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's exciting because that shows that we have the resources, like the brain power, the manpower, and their creativity to grow for a long time to come.
You know, I thought that there'd be a huge jump in marijuana, you know, like production or plants and things like that, but I have not seen that here. I thought there would be. I know there's one out in the city of Shasta Lake that's pretty automated out there, but I thought there'd be a, you know, kind of like a larger investment up in this area.
Well, I think there is a lot going on, but you know, it's like anything else. So you can go back to when we went from medical to recreational being lawful, right? And I remember one of the retailers up in Shasta Lake only planned for a 30% increase. So that told me that a lot of people that were using it recreationally had a prescription, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and we don't know what those numbers are. Now, this is a good place, you know, for growing, and we've made an investment. And as other states come online, that may be more business for California.
Well, it just, you know, with it being such a, you know, frankly, the concern seems to have just kind of like filtered away. I mean, there may be some people that are still fired up about it, and nobody wants to have a big grow facility next to their house, but that's already been forbidden. But it just seems like the concerns and the problems everybody was thinking about has, you don't read about them anymore.
Well, and I think that happens. Sometimes there's a lot of emotion based on not necessarily facts around things. I go back to the Knopf plant. Remember that way back when? The late 90s, all the hullabaloo around that?
That was before my time, but I have heard so much about it since then, how people were fighting it.
Right, and now they're viewed as a great community partner. They're not viewed as a polluter. You know, basically the mitigation systems are great. And so we had all of that emotion and passion and stuff going on when, in essence, we have a great asset now in our community. And they create a lot of jobs for people.
Right now we have groups of people that are fighting Costco, of course, Redding Rancheria. And on this they successfully stopped the Hawkins. They successfully stopped that car park going out there. When there was going to be a company said they wanted to build a gravel plant That was stopped because of people wanted, you know, starting a fight. Do investors look at that?
Definitely. Definitely. Because it's like anything else. If you're going to invest money, you want to have, you know, you create a plan and you want, nothing's guaranteed, but you want some surety of a return, right? And in any of these cases where some of these groups get involved, and, you know, sometimes they're, you know, they have justified, you know, complaints or issues that they're raising, but sometimes it's not. It's like a cause. Like some of this environmental stuff. I go back to that gravel pit. That happened way before my time. But just for the heck of it, I went through and looked at everything, mm-hmm. right? And that was 3M's land, yeah. and they still yeah. own it. And, you know, basically there were drawings out there showing the city of Redding and Shasta Lake, the lake, and a big hole in the middle, right? But when you actually looked at the plans, you could drive up and down I-5, and you'd have to, like, get a neck ache to turn around and actually see something, because 98% of the mining or 95% of the mining was going to be behind the first ridge,
right.
and you wouldn't see it.
Right.
Right? So, and, you know, 3M, that would have been a big project for us, but it was small for them, and they're not going to tarnish their brand by having a community upset, so the land sits there.
As does Hawkins Land. It just sits there.
Well, I actually went back and called 3M and asked them, you know, if they would reconsider it. And they're like, no way.
No way, huh? Well, you know, same thing for Hawkins. They invested a lot of money, I mean millions, into that property. And it just sits there. And the people that fought it are very happy that it just sits there. But jobs, construction, taxes, all that stuff. Just killed on that. And so investors have to look at that. They have to say, well, it's one thing, you know, the board of supervisors voted 5-0 twice on that, on Hawkins. And yet it was, and then it became an initiative and the press, the people voted against it. If I was an investor and I was going to put something in someplace, I mean, do I have to get permission from the citizens to put in business on my own property that's non-polluting, that brings in jobs?
Well, you know, it goes both ways. You know, and I understand some of the concerns. Let's even talk about Stillwater.
Well, okay? Let's talk about Stillwater right after this break, because right. I also want to mention there's a traffic collision on Highway 44 and Park Marina Drive is tying up the traffic. We'll give you an update on that one. So if you're heading out 44, is that coming in or going out? Sue?
I believe that is on the off ramp, so just be careful.
To Park Marina Drive, but is it coming?
It's State Route 44, Park Marina Drive at the off ramp. That's all I have. It's from the Highway Patrol. There's a traffic collision right there, okay. And that's it.
All right. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, though. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community, rated in the top 50 hospitals in the nation when it comes to cardiac matters. And that right there also should be something that investors and people wanting to bring people in is look at the medical facilities we have. And we have some of the top medical facilities in the United States right here in Redding. We'll be right back with Tony Giovanello, 8:47 in the morning, 78 degrees, going up to 105 today. We'll be right back.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Redding. 530-243-4211.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004.
but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how enriched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:51 in the morning. Here, 79 degrees going up to 105 today. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally run, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I want to remind everybody today at 10 o'clock at the Giant Flag on Pacelli, there will be a ceremony honoring Andre Moye, the California Highway Patrolman that was killed yesterday in the line of duty in a shootout down in Riverside. Two other California Highway Patrolmen were wounded. They are okay. Their lives are not in danger. The shooter himself was killed, a felon of a long history of violence and being in prison. The question, of course, is, you know, how did he get a gun like this? He was, you know, he should have never had a gun, but somehow managed to acquire one. But I don't want anybody to forget that at 10 o'clock today, if you've got some time, go on out there and honor our fallen hero, Andre Moye Jr., a wife and a couple of kids he left, California Highway Patrolman. I'm here, we're here, Linda and I are here with Tony Giovanello, CEO of the EDC, and we talked about Stillwater and for about the last few minutes here. And it's tough. First of all, I'll just preface this. It's tough getting people to move to California for business. I mean, we can go through the statistics on how bad it is here, the lowest and blah, 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 blah. But as you pointed out earlier, the fact is that there's a lot of that space is gone already. The other thing is that Shasta County shows so well.
Yeah. So, you know, we're at a good time, you know, in our ability to win some deals. We're excited about that. I want to go back to a second just on this whole idea of investments.
Yeah.
You know, so municipalities have general plans. They have zoning, right? even some communities have CCNRs, right? And a place like Stillwater actually has a design criteria too. You know, you wouldn't want three companies to build $5 million, you know, buildings, and then somebody build a shanty down the
somebody,
block. Right?
Somebody brings in two RVs.
Right, right. So, you know, that's how investments are protected, right?
Sure.
Just to touch on that. Now, with regard to Stillwater, you know, the reality is that it's a big jump to go from leasing or renting to building, right?
Yeah.
And that's been the biggest challenge. So it's where we are. So there's only a limited number of companies. When you take all the warehouse and distribution companies out of the equation, mm-hmm. there's a limited set of manufacturers that are expanding. Okay. And they've got to get to the point where they're bursting out their buildings to want to take that big bite and actually construct something.
You know, and that is big. And then, you know what, I've been watching, if I was somebody that was interested in, you know, in expanding and building, watching what people have gone through in the last couple of years around here with the EIRs, environmental impact reports or environmental impact statements, I mean, that is just hell. That's just hell on people. Dignity Health, you know, held up 2 years. 2 years over this. Other people trying to put up something, you know, to expand. Trying to put up a patio in this town for business can make people crazy.
Well, that's one of the beauties of Stillwater. So all of that work was done years ago. It actually took 5 years to get through it because of all the wetlands and things out there. Now if somebody wants to go build something out there, they don't have to do that. It's already done. So they just got to go through the environmental specific to their business. All that stuff about wetlands and all.
That's already taken care of.
It's done.
That's done. So only thing they have to do is something specific, like if I'm going to make chitlins, I have to have a proper sewage and all that.
Yeah,
chitlins, exactly. don't laugh. Chitlins. Chitlins are, well, probably not big here, but tripe for Menudo.
Oh, my
tripe
goodness.
Factory. You think about that.
Fredo eats
Fredo
tripe.
Fredo eats
Stop it.
You know what? I can't help it. I'm sorry, Chris Cuomo. From now on, you didn't want anybody to call you Fredo, even though you called yourself Fredo. It's over, man. You are now Fredo. Forever, you're Fredo. Okay. What can we look forward to in the next coming months?
Well, I think in the coming months, I'm hoping to see through some of these programs more of our companies get engaged, right, with other companies. We're going to see more of our students on a regular basis get engaged. I don't know if I mentioned in the past, but Shasta High received a $489,000 grant for their CTE programs.
Which is?
Which is the robotics, advanced manufacturing, all of that.
Oh, yeah, they've got some really, really bright kids over there working with this stuff.
They do, and the difference this time, well, two differences. Number one, all of a sudden, we're investing in these kind of programs. Number two, the school system is now talking to businesses saying, how should we spend this so that we get the maximum benefit in the community rather than just kind of doing it on their own based on the information that they have.
Sure.
You know, there's such a different environment.
There's a brilliant kid. I am just – my whole thing about reaching out to all these different colleges and universities, I mean even nationwide, and offering them at the EDC, offering them free office space, free electrical, free internet, and, you know, have them compete, and you bring in the top five, you know, and you give them that free stuff for a year, but they've got to, you know, they start building it. It's got to stay here.
Yeah, I should mention when you talk about, you know, collaborating and workspace.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have our co-working
right.
space. It's smaller than what we had,
mm-hmm.
okay? We have this Kickstarter program where if you meet certain wage and dependency requirements, you can get free rent.
Okay.
There's that place drop-in that opened up on Lake Boulevard, another co-working space. We now have a collaboration with them where if you meet the Kickstarter criteria, we'll subsidize the fee up there, and you can work there or in our place and still get the mentoring from the EDC.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You know what? I just know there's a brilliant individual, maybe even more than one. There's right here in Redding, Shasta County, down in Anderson, maybe up in Bieber. Who knows? But they are going to make a change in this world, and we just have to keep them here and let them grow their Amazon right here.
Remember, we had 30 companies, startups, compete for a spot in the venture conference. There's going to be more this year. People are coming out of the woodwork because they see a framework that can potentially support them.
Absolutely. Everything the EDC is doing, you know what? People go, well, what do we get for it? Well, I tell you what, it's difficult to say a specific, but so many things are happening based on the work that you are doing, Tony, you and Todd and the rest of your gang of merry warriors.
Well, okay. Now we have Startup Reading and the Shasta Angels all collaborating with us.
Great.
Hey, if somebody wants to call you or talk to you, how do they do that?
My phone number is 224-4920. My email is tony@shastaedc.org, and our website is www.shastausa.com.
Shastausa.com.
Tomorrow, Bethel Church joins us, and as we also are going to have a couple other guests, surprise guests. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?